beschrieben. If you have, I already did three quarters of the shechita, and it only takes 25% of how long it normally takes. Mar says, no, Amara, kidei shechita is ben macheres. Same as by davening. Shof delik maskula. The shir shehiya is to finish the whole davening from the beginning to the end. About how much time it would take to finish the Shemana Esra where I happen to be right now. So here also, the shir shechita is the amount of time it would take to shech the whole animal from the beginning to the end. Then the Gemara has an apparent machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, and it's very unclear exactly what they're arguing about. Rabbi Chanina, says the lashon that Gemara uses. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, "Kadeshi ak behenu v'yar bitzen." What is that all about? So the Gemara says, the Gemara had earlier, Achleges Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina, and it's unclear what they're fighting about. So the Gemara says, Amar Apapa, Amedus Lahat, Liga Benai. So Rashi explains the Achleges Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina is, what do you mean how long it takes to shech? Just how long it takes to shech the behemoth? But before you shech the behemoth, you have to lay it down on its back and turn it upside down. That's normally the way you do. You marbits the behemoth on its back. So Rabbi Yochanan says, just the sheer shechita, how long does it take to shech the kol nevashim? Rabbi Chanina says the amount of time that it takes to be marbits the animal. And then Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah sounds like he says also shokadei bikur. He says the amount that's also necessary for the shechita. It's not the actual act of shechita. In order to do a proper shechita, you have to be buried with the sakin to make sure that you have no beginnings. So Rabbi Shimon says that the sheer shechita is the amount of time it would take to check the knife and to do the shechita. That's like Rabbi Chanina is an extension of the shir shechita. So Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is also an extension of the shir shechita. It's not enough the amount of time that it would take to check the condemnation, the amount of time it would take to check the knife, the amount of time it would take to turn the animal upside down. Then the Gemara has a shayla. Rab said over the din, the pshat in the Mishnah is the amount of time it would take to shech the whole animal from the beginning to the end, not the amount of time it would take to finish from where you are till the end. That's a Rashi. Not the time it would take to shech from the beginning to the end. So the Gemara says that this din that Rab said over, the students, Amri Le, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, the Rab, they asked Rab, what do you mean? Could they behemu le behemu ve'of lo? Or behemu le'of? Is it one shir kavua for all animals, the hakel? Even though it's much less time to shech than off, but the shir shia is today shechitas behem liyot, or is it today off liyot, achum edikir shir? So Rav says, when I learned by my uncle, Mishnah is chulen, his uncle was Rav Chiya, Rashi points out, that says in Psalm Dabdalim, he was a nephew of Rav Chiya, both from his mother's side and from his father's side. Rav Chiya was an half brother of his father and half brother of his mother. So, So Rav says, at the time that I learned Chulam by my uncle Rav Chiya, I wasn't that buddy with him, so I was embarrassed to ask him that shayla, and I don't know. So since he didn't know, so he brought Lachumra. Omar Itmar, Omar Adkadesh Chita's name of the Him of the Oflo. He thinks you have to be machin because he never had a chance to hear from his uncle. Shmuel says, no. Tafilo the Him of the Oflo. It can be Mekel and Shirshir. So it's Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Exactly how should you paskin over here? So Tesis Diba Maskel, the Shmuel points out it's a machlekes. Rashi says, since everything is up in the air, you have to go to Chumra, because faith of the rice of Chumra. So you have to have the shear, shehir bayok, should be Kadesh Chita Sotro. And Tesis quotes Rabin Hanano, who says not so, that he thinks he can be maker like Shmuel, that Kadesh Chita is behemelio. Then Tesis just points out at the Pasha, that if Mark comes to the Maskonin, that daka, the gasa, so it should certainly be awfully off, so you should certainly be machmen. That's what they quote the last line. Gamba Allah's dollars pasa, gasa, the gasa, daka, but awfully off. We pointed out already a month ago that the Rambam is problematic here. The Rambam paskins daka, the gasa. Nonetheless, he paskins lahokel, the kadesh chitas behemalil. That doesn't make any sense. If daka you're machmir, you have to have daka la daka, so it should certainly be ovlio. That was the Peladike Rambam. So we mentioned that Tzlacha and Itzdav had a suggestion that when the Rambam wrote Kedesh Shechitas Be'ema Li'Of, it didn't mean the amount of time that it takes to shech the Be'ema is the shear for an oaf, but rather Be'ema needs Shechitas Shnei Siman. An oaf is sufficiently Siman Echad. So the shayla that the Gemara had, the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Kedesh Shechitas Oaf Li'Of, Be'ema Li'Of, the Machlokes was how much. The Gemara said in the first daf in the second parak that Machatshishach Shniasiman, and Tosis in the first parak called that was Allah Hatkidah Derais, and even if you hold that tongue with Rabbanon, the Tosis on Daf Tesam and Aleph said, according to the Bible, if you shech an oaf that has one simon shamur, even if you shech in the other simon, so it's going to be an Avela, but the Shechita has to be Chal on both simon. So that was the Gemara Shaila. When you estimate the amount of time that takes Kedesh Shechitas oaf, the oaf, is that Kedesh Shechitas simon echad b'oaf, or Kedesh Shechitas shnei simon b'oaf? It's called the oaf. The oaf does mean the amount of time. If it's darker than the oaf, of course it's oaf the oaf. The Rambam never meant to say it. Otherwise, the Rambam just understood the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel with the aim of the oaf. Oaf the oaf means Kedesh Shechitas simon echad b'oaf, or Kedesh Shechitas shnei simon b'oaf. The Rambam passing Kedesh Shechitas Shnei asim one above. That's what it means behem aliyu. But it really means the time that it will take the shech to see one above the oath. Not the time of the shech to take, the time it will take the shech to see one above the oath. That was the Tzlach's suggestion to be nashik to share Rama. It's a doichik, the posh of shat and the Rama is not so. Then we had the Gemara, boy, Rav Shius, Ma'achin Star, who we discussed right here. So the Fengel pointed out that you see already from Roka. The Shia doesn't simply mean that the second half of the Shechita is not Mitzdarf with the first half, then it wouldn't make sense to disibayit. And therefore, since you see from Rabbah like that, so therefore there's room for Rashi to learn, Shavu Miyot Simanim Ma'u goes on the Shia to Miyot Pasr. Okay. If the whole word of Shia only is that it's not Mitzdarf, the two halves are not Mitzdarf together, like Shia and the Davinim, or Shia and Nigma Megillah, Shavu the Nigma Skudah. So then she had the mid-pastor should impose a promise. Obviously, you see from Rava that he had a subject, she is not she, it's Darpu, that Shechita B'Shia is a person. And then we had the line before that, Hashem had the sacrament, Pilu Kalyam Kuloi, Shera, that was an important Gemara, that it's not considered Shia, even if it takes him hours and hours to Shef the Behema. As long as he keeps on fiddling back and forth, and every time he fiddles back and forth, he's Mabuchon maybe, he's cut a little bit more. That was the whole basis of the Rabbeinu Hoshia. The Balatesis and Laman on the dates, or the Rabbeinu Hoshia, who learned that that was the subject of the Gemara, show the Miyot Siman Ma'u. If you do Shechita of the Miyot Basra of the Simen Kama, and the Behemah in between the Roim of the Simen Kama and the Simen Basra, you continue to Shech, and it takes you an hour to Shech the Miyot Basra of the Simen Kama. Should I say, he's Shechting the Sakin Roh with a dull knife, but he keeps on fiddling back and forth and cutting off a little more than one. So should I say, the Miyot Basra is Nitvas in Shechita, and he's still doing Shechita, so that's not a Shia, he's also in Shechita. Should I say, no, since he shechted right already of the Simen Kama, so the Miyot Basra is considered Kishoch Adam, when he's going to shech the Miyot Basra of the Simen Kama, that's like wasting time in between. So that, but the whole suffix of Bank Raboshia, is based on the assumption that you accept Rabbi's din. Shech the sakamah afilu paliam kulak sheira. That's when you're doing shechita. And the miut basra is in the kama. That's a shaila. But that has a shem shechita or not. Okay. The next mishnah we discussed already. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yeshivah. For Rabbi Akiva's opinion originally before he backed out. The last line of the mishnah says, hold the Lord Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva backed out. So initially, Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion, as long as the shech one simen, and the other simen, even if the animal dies a natural death, it will not be a trefa, it won't be an avela, it will be a trefa. And Rabbi Yeshivah disagrees, and we pass like Rabbi Yeshivah, even Rabbi Akiva back that. Rabbi Yeshivah says, no, you need shechita shnei siman and avela. He only did shechita simen echad, it's going to be an avela. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, if Rabbi Akiva backed out and he's masking with Rabbi Yeshivah that you have to shech both simanim, otherwise it's going to be an avela. So how do you deal with the mishnah beginning of Eilu Trepes? Eilu Trepes for Behemba, Yukumas Adesh with Psukas Hagargeris. So the more fake Hakasha, Psukas Hagargeris means that windpipe was broken by itself, that no one shechted it. So all he shechted later on was the nation. So if he only shechts one sin, and so Rabbi Yeshiva said all along that that's an event. Rabbi Kiva chosen the item in Torah. Rabbi Kiva backed out from his original opinion that it's only a trade, and he finally agreed with Rabbi Yeshiva it's an event. So how do you have the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, the first Mishnah in the trade that says that it's only a trade? See, so Tesis is bothered with a kasha. Tesis on Amar Aleph makes an assumption that they never really prove. Tesis assumes that if you have an animal that has a broken leg, it's a trefa, and then you shoot it and it becomes an avela, so you'll be like it twice. You should trefa mishum devela. Maybe you won't be like a mishum devela because then isa chalalisa. Okay, you'll have to deal with it each time. Isa chalalisa. Not for the issue of isa chalalisa. Isa nevela and isa trefa are two unrelated isur. Like if you have nevela meat and you cook it with flesh. So you have to deal with basa b'cholam and avela, unrelated. So to over here, treif and avela are two different issurim. So that's what Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha here? The Mishnah says they would treif as mekudas adesha, sukkas hagageres. If the windpipe is broken, it's a treif, or means it's a treif of mechayim. While it walks around, it's a treif of mechayim. You're not allowed to drink the milk, but after you'll do the shechita, you won't be able to shech the nation, and you won't be able to shech the corner was broken, and you psukas hakakeres beruva, then it'll become an avela. So fine, so it'll be both a trefa and an avela. What's the contradiction? Where did the Gemara see in the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, the trefa is that it'll only be a trefa, won't be an avela? What's so bad if he says that it's both a trefa and an avela? The Tesi works on that kasha. Why did the Gemara think that it was a kasha in the first place? Then as we discussed the Rambam, that the Rambam quotes a Sifrei, that although usually we paskin any story would start from Zeh, that if you have a half a kazayis of chazan, half a kazayis of nevela, you don't get malchus. But Meir is of the opinion of the self called the Kol Shetiyah to Mukharei Bebal Teichal, that all these surah mamid start from Zem Zem. We don't accept that opinion. We pass me after the kazayis of Nevela, kazayis of Vasa B'chol. You have the ever kazayis of Vasa B'chol, and ever kazayis of Nevela, you're not going to get malchus. You have to have Davke kazayis. So the Rambam writes, despite the fact that we pass in any surah that start from Zem Zem, but a chatzi zayis of Treifa, a chatzi zayis of Nevela, Amid start from, he quotes from the Sifra, I think it's Sifra, because a treifa tchilas Nevela. The Rambam says the Issa Treifa is not because it's a diseased animal. A diseased animal is half dead, so therefore it's sort of Shein Nechor. The Mishnah says in the Ila, you can only mitzarev half a gazais of one Issa, half a gazais of another Issa, if it's Shein Nechor, Shirem Shavim, and Shmosem Shavim, Amitzar from Zem Zem. So the Rambam says that Nevela and Treifa are considered Shein Nechor. So B'chor, if you all like that Rambam, the whole place doesn't make sense. The Mishnah says that it's a trefa. Trefa means that it's not an avail. It can't be both a trefa and an avail. It's either one or the other. It's not going to, they're both along the same lines. Trefa means half dead, and avail means fully dead. Trefa means half dead, it didn't have a half the shkita, and avail means fully dead. It didn't have any half the shkita at all. But it can't be both a trefa and an avail. So that was the Gemara's kash. The opening Mishnah in trefa says, the opening Mishnah in Perikel of trefa says that a sukkah sagageres beruba is a treifa, and our Mishnah says that everybody agrees that it's an avela. That was the kasha. So the late variant on this thesis says that he doesn't see where thesis really proved this assumption. He would dare to disagree with thesis. I would have also said, based on that Rambam, that the chatzi zai is nevela, the chatzi zai is treifa, and it's dark from Zem Zem. Also, there's room to deal with thesis assumption. So I call upon this the Gemara's kasha. The Mishnah says that if you only shech the Veshev, you didn't shech the Kohen Bein L'Rev Yeshev or Bein L'Rev Akiva, the Din is that it's an Avela. So how do you deal with that Mishnah, the opening Mishnah, they have a Treifus? It says Psukas HaGageras is only a Treifa, it's really being available. This is the catch. So Rabbi gives a Teretz, and the Gemara is not happy with the Teretz. Rabbi gives a suggestion. The Din is that if the animal became an Avela through the Shechita, Shechita was done improperly, So then it's an avail. If it had a broken leg first, then we shift it, so then it's going to be a trade. But as the Rambam says, if Shochat Bunam Sayyid Pasak, if he shifts one of the simonim and then he rips the other sin and he does something wrong with the other sin, so then it's called an avail because the Hem Shochat Mishchita was done improperly. But the first they had Psukas HaGagarasim before, and then when I do the Shechita, I can only shift the Veshit, he can shift the Bana. So then that's a psul mimakam achir. So a psul mimakam achir, that's called the trade. That's how the Gemara distinguishes. If shochat v'lo b'sad pasad, if selos b'shchitei, it's a psul in shchitei, so then it's nevela. But if pasad first you broke one sin or the other, shalot b'sakim. But b'sof shochat, that's compared to kidav rachat garam lokli fasal damya, and that's considered a trade. That's how the Gemara suggests. So the Gemara says that it's impossible to say that pshat because it says the Farish and the Mishnah. It says the Farish, the first two lines in our Mishnah, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, say, Shochet es Aveish and Pasek es HaGageres, or Pasek es HaGageres, not called Shochet es Aveish, it said the Farish. At first you broke the Gageres, and then you sheft the Aveish. So it says, in either case, that it's an Aveish. So Rabbi suggests, well, maybe the Mishnah, when it says, Shochet es, how does it say? But when it says Pasek es HaGageres, the Shachakach Shochet es HaVeshe doesn't mean afterwards, means the Kva HaVeshe Nishchato. He shefted the Veshe first and then he does the Psuk es HaGageres. So the Gemara says, it cannot be for two reasons. First of all, then the first two lines in the Mishnah are saying the exact same thing. Shochet es HaVeshe, Pasek es HaGageres, Shochet es HaVeshe, the exact same thing twice. So the simple reading in the Mishnah, that they're two different things. In one case, the Pasek HaGageres preceded the Shechitas HaVeshe. In the other case, the Shechitas HaVeshe preceded the Shechitas HaGageres. So in either direction, it says it's going to be an Avelus. I can tell you that makes a difference. It's the Farish. And then it says in the Mishnah, by us, printed in the Mishnah, it says, Ahakach Shochet es HaVeshe. Other Mishnah don't have the word Achakach in the Mishnah, but they have it in the Brisa. So that's a question. When the Gemara was slugging up Rabbi's suggestion, yeah, and the fifth line on the top of Amit Beis, Eser Rabbah Baruna the Rabba, Rabbah Baruna slugs up Rabbi's suggestion. So his second argument is, well, oh, the Patanan, it says the Farish in the Mishnah, the Achakach, that's the Girsa that we have. That other Mishnah had the Girsa God, Bahatanya. The Mishnah doesn't say the word Vahakah, that's how the Mishnah don't have it, but they have a Brisa where it says Vahakah, so it's the Farish. That Rabbah's suggestion is not given. So what's Takeh like the Hasira? If Rabbi Yeshiva and Rabbi Akiva both agree that if the only shift, if one simon and the other simon was broken by itself, it's going to be the Vela. So how does the Mishnah say Vela Trefus? The opening Mishnah says, Sukkos HaGageres Beruba. Is a trefa. Why is it a trefa? It should be in a bela, because late on when you're chef, you'll only be able to chef the vesha. You won't be able to chef the kun. Elam Rabba, Rabba comes up with a new idea. The opening line in the Perek Shlishi, the way we have it, it's called Perek Ela Trefa. So Rabba either has a different yirsa, he's interpreting it, doesn't mean trefas, trefa as opposed to any bela. It's a Yiddishism. Trefa, like we say, Basa B'chola was trefa. It's not really trefa, but you're not allowed to eat. So that's what Rabbi says. Eder trefis means the following animals are also batila. Some of them are trefis, some of them are avelos. The taka psukas hakageres. Psukas hakageres will be an avelo. Dragging the Gemara. Really? That's what Rabbi holds. If the Mishnah is in the beginning of Eder trefis, is listing off not only trefis, listing off avelos as well. So it should have listed additional avelos. Why didn't the Mishnah list off? I saw Gistra in the Bela. Why didn't the Mishnah list Nitla Yerk and Choloshal in the Bela? So can I be? So the Gemara says no. Rabbi is entitled to his shot. Ela traitors mean the following animals may not be some of them are traitors, some of them are Elas. The reason why I didn't list those, no, those are Metame Mechai. Those are considered dead as they're still walking around. It's considered as if they're dead. Bela Metame Mechai, Leukha Tomei. Mishnah's only talking about the following animals after they'll be dead. Either they'll be in the Vela or Trefa, but while they're alive, they won't be. The Psukas HaGageres is not Metame Mechaim. It's if and when the animal dies, it'll be Metame Lachamis. That's a Shach in the early day discussing. The Rambam sounds as if he said that the Psukha Sagagera says an Avela Mechaim. So it sounds like he says Matame Mechaim. So if that's what he said, then it's against this Gemara. So you have to reinterpret the Rambam, because the way it stands, it cannot be. So this was Rava's suggestion for Ekka, that the Mishnah Neila Treifas is not to be taken literally, Davka Treifas as opposed to Nevelas. All of the following animals may not be eaten, some of them are Treifas, some of them are Nevelas. The Shlokesh gives a different answer, or maybe generally, there's going to be a contradiction in Rish Lokesh. So we're not sure which statement did Rish Lokesh say first, and which way did he, how did he back out? What was his final conclusive shot? So one, at one point Rish Lokesh said the following, if you have psukas hagageres, the rugor, the windpipe is cut through, 70% cut through. So where does he continue to shech the behemoth? He shechs at that spot where 70% is ready cut in, and he puts the knife there and he continues to cut. So if that's what he does, then that means that he never shechs the hagageres. Because it was ready 70% cut, the hagageres bites off. So only chef it was the day shift, so that's going to be an event. But if he has a kone, his psuka sagagavis berufa, then he chef shalom ha-machata. He chefs at a high or low. It doesn't chef at that spot where it's already psuka sagagavis berufa. So then Rish Lakish claims that then the Mishnah will be, that the Mishnah and then base will be correct. But then the animal will be a trefa, it won't be an event. In our Mishnah, he never shechted the kona. Psukas hagageres. He never shechts the kona. And the Mishnah there that said psukas hagageres is a trefa, not the veil. He said he shechted it higher or lower. Not in the mochamachata. So the interpretation of Rish Lakish in the Mishnah contradicts another memory that Rish Lakish says. Rish Lakish said, the Amr Rish Lakish, is that what he holds? Amr Rish Lakish. Shachar is hakone. Rashi points out that the normal way to shecht is, Rashi writes on the last narrow line, the first medium-sized line, on one base and base. Lo'olam derech hakone l'shachar. Chivos v'ishus amach la'or. You have one behind the other. First is the windpipe, and normally behind it is the food pipe. So if he shechts first, the kone is connected with the lungs. So if a hole develops in the lungs, in the kubus hareya, then it's a trefa. So Rish Lakish says, once you've cut the windpipe, even if a trephus will develop, a nekev and an array will develop, it won't make the animal a trepha, because it's considered as if the lungs are not sitting in a basket, even though they're still attached to the animal around and around the sides. But Rish Lakish thought, once you cut off right of the rubikula of the condiments, so the whole lung is no longer attached where it should be attached on the tongue. So a trephus that develops in the lung won't pose a problem. So the reason why is because the host can manach the bikula down, you can sit as if the lungs are in a sitting basket, because it's got rubik. So that's what the Gemara says. Doesn't this contradict the other answer that Rish Lakish said on the Sirus HaMishnayis? How can it stand up in the base that Psukas Hagageres is a trefa, it should really be in the veil? So the Shlokesh answered, the Mishnah says it's a trefa if you shecht it high or low. You didn't shecht on Mokam HaChatach. If you shecht Mokam HaChatach, means that you never shecht it because. If you shecht high or low, you did shecht it because. So the Gemara says, but how can it be? But the Shlokesh said in the other member, that once you shecht Roy Rok, you're going to command the manach, did you cool the danya? So what is it up that you're going to shecht higher or lower? He never shechted the kana. Shemaita be a trefa. Shemaita be an avela. It doesn't make sense to say that it's a trefa. Shemaita be an avela. So the Gemara takes it that these two members of Rish Lakish contradict each other. The Rosh writes, it's unclear which member did he say first and which was his final conclusive member. So the Rosh writes, Nisafek. So if there is, we can't rely on the kula that Rish Lakish said, that if you shecht the bikona, before you had a chance to shecht the veshet and the behema, a nekev developed, and the reya, so Rish Lakish said that it's kosher. Shofar the sakpan rachkach nikva harayah, shere, why, keman, manach, the kula damen. So that contradicts the other member of Rish Lakish, and we're not sure which was his final statement. So the Rosh said, therefore, we cannot use this kula of Rish Lakish. That's how the Rosh says. The simple meaning of the Gemara is that, that this was the second opinion. One law of Man Manafit Nikulada. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes, Amar Rav Amar Shlokish Shabbat Reya Ha Bechazi Hoil Bechai Reya Tzvi Bekon. The Shlokish is din that if a nekem develops on the Reya, after shefting Bekonim, it doesn't make a trade, but that's only if the nekem develops on the Reya. But the B'nai Meyayim, if the Kishkas develop a nekem, the B'nai Meyayim, that I didn't shef yet in the Behemah. I didn't shef the Veshit yet. I only shef the Bekonim. So only the Bekonim is command the Malach to Dikul the Gamba. The B'nai Meyayim are not yet. So then, that's what Rabbi says, Rish Lakish would never apply his rule there. Rav Zera didn't understand it like that. Rav Zera understood, misunderstood, or understood whatever. He thought the reason why Rish Lakish says that you'll develop an Ikubis Hareya after shechting the Kone, that it won't become a Trefa, is not because of the sort of Man Manach that the Kule Dami, it's rather a different word. There ain't Trefa Lechatzi Shik Chiyas. In order to shecht an animal, the Gemara said, Behemoths have more chiyus than oikos, which in turn have more chiyus than dogim. That's why behemoths mean shchita shtei simanim, and oikos mean shchita siman echor, and the dogim don't need any shchita at all, but siva v'yam. So since the behemoth has more chiyus, you have to shecht two simanim to kill it. So if you shecht one without the other, it only has chatzi chiyus. That's the lashon that Rashi used, has chatzi chiyus. So that's where Rav Zera understood Rish Lakish as saying, not only if nikva hareya, then shchita sakana or shchita sabeshit, even nikva b'nei meyayim after shchita sakana, also ein treifas lechatzi chiyus, there won't be any ease. But that's not the way we understand. We understood Mishlokesh is saying that the reason why when the kubis are naked and the ray will develop after shchita sakana. Not because entreif is lechatzi chiyus. No, it's like Rabbi said, if the nekev will develop the b'nei meyayin after shchita sakana, it will become a treif. Only if the nekev develops in the reyah, it won't become a treif, because the reyah is already k'man halach the kuladani. Because the kana holds the reyah attached to the rest of the animal. So once the kana was b'shachten, so it's detached. So the Gemara says, "V'hada be'er Rav Zera." Rav Zera backed out from his misunderstanding of Rish Lakish, that he misunderstood Rish Lakish and said that ain't treifas lechatzi chiyus. So that his final pshat is not so. How do you see? The boy Rav Zera had the following suffix. He's working on the assumption of the shef the animal like Rashi described. The two simonim, one behind the other, the outer simon near the high. Is the kana, and the one behind it, in between the kana and the refrekas, the spine is the lesion. So he says, what if you shech simen echod, you shech the kana? Before you have a chance to shech the lesion, the b'nei meyayim will nikvu, and he assumes that the b'nei meyayim will make it a trade, even though it's only a chatzi chiyus. He's already shechted the kana. So he's assuming not like what he said before, that just like nikvu hareya, if the Shechita Sakana won't render it into a treifos. So now he's not assuming that Nikva B'nei Meyayim will also not make it a treifos. Nikva B'nei Meyayim will make it a treifos. But the suffix is, Shechita's treifos Metar M'dei Nevela. So in order to be Metar M'dei Nevela, so you have to shech two simon in the condemnation. What if the Shechita Sakana and the Shechita Sabeshet are very different? The Shechita Sakana was on an animal that was not yet a treifa. So the shechita sakana that he shefted the first was not only good, the time they developed was even good, the hatav achila. But then nikva b'nei meyayim, so the shechita on the veshed is not any matter that. The animal just became a treifa, so the shechita on the treifa is not matter achila, it's only the time they developed. So that's what he had a suffix, is that kind of work? The animal for sure is a treifa. Yesh treifos lechatzi chiyus. Not like you thought before, ein treifos lechatzi chiyus. For sure, yesh treifos. And that was a suffix. And he said the two simonim can be mitzar from yachad, at least to the lowest common denominator, they both have in common. And the shechita b'kone was both a shechita v'hat v'achim, v'antim v'tar v'nadvei. the Shechita of the Beishit was only in the Tarmat and the Vela, not Lahat and Bachila, because it already became a trade for by the Kuvas B'nei HaMayayim, and you couldn't record in the Beishit. So that's where Abzeir is suffering. Even starts in the region, some Shem Tarmat and the Vela, bye bye. The Gemara said that's identical with the Sophic of Dilfa. What was Dilfa Sophic? The din is when you have a Ben Pekua. I think just the plan, what we're going to do is we're going to skip Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, talks about Tumah V'Tahara. Really, it's not really Shaykh the Arabic. And that goes until the Mishnah Shechet Es HaMesukenes. So we're going to skip that. We'll go Shechet Es HaMesukenes a little bit. And then we'll cover to the end of the first parak, the highlights. We really covered much of it already. And then we'll go to parak Behemam Kasha. Ben Amkash is the fourth parak. That's all about Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua is not like Ben Azai, Ben Zayn. That's not the name of the Holy Tana. Ben Pekua is an animal. Shach and Yeridei explains why it's called Ben Pekua. The mother is Pekua. Pekua means the mother's body is cracked open and the Uber comes out after she is already Gishon. So the Shechita of the mother is Chala the Uber. That's a din of Ben Pekua. Learn that from the Pesuk. Shechita of the mother is Chala of Ben Pekua. We is a Machloek is Atanayim. What if the Uber inside is a Ben Tes Chai? Even in such a case, it's also Chala on the Uber. Maybe it's only Chala on the Uber, the Hatte Bachila, etc. If it's a Ben Ches, like Kola Lechadosh, so it's a Natal, so it can't have its own Shechita. It doesn't exist as an independent behemoth that lends itself to Shechita. Or if it's a Ben Tes Mes. What if the Ben Tes Chai, Kol HaKadoshim, is still alive, and it really it lends itself to have its own Shechita, it still needs to be Shechita Sima, so that's a Machloek Tzatana, we pass on, yes. Machloek Tzatana, we pass on the Shechita of the mother, it's Chala on the Uber, it's Muta Bachila, and later it doesn't need Shechita, when it dies a natural death, it's not Mitah, it's considered as if it's already Gishon. So what happens, however, the Mishnah says, the opening Mishnah says in the fourth parak, let's see, Hotzi Uber is Yodo. The Uber stretches out a limb before Yishev the mother. So that limb, even if it pulls it back in, before the Shechita, that limb will not be Chala at the Shechita. Based on the Pasuk, Uvasa Basora Treifa Vosa Chelo. So the simple shot, the Pasuk, Uvasa Basora Treifa Vosa Chelo, the animal was raising in the farm, and it was attacked by a larger animal. There are different types of trephas that are listed off in the character of the trephas. And one of them is a drusa, not to be confused with a drusa. So the drusa is when a smaller animal was attacked by a larger animal and it's escaped it by the neck and it may have been into a trepha. So the Rama writes that all of the others are halachah Moshe B'Sinai, and drusa is a pshut v'shem mikro, so therefore since it's Pesha Pesach, so the Rama is therefore one more machmir. And Drusa, that's for the Taz, in the beginning of Lucas Trade says, we don't know exactly what the Rambam is referring to. Really have it in that Yomom Machmer and Drusa than in the other forms of trade. Okay. So the Pshutu Shalmik was talking about Basa trade, but it was attacked by a bigger animal while it was grazing on the farm. But the Gemara says, but why did the word Basada have to be written? So Rashi says, that's where it normally happens. The animal is grazing and a bigger animal comes in the past. So the Gemara understands that Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional death, Pshutu Shal Mikra. Like Nibrak HaSarela Behova, that's what normally happens, it becomes a deuce. But the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. That Basura comes to teach me a din, Kimish Yatsa Basa Chutz L'Kitzasai Nesar. That if you take, let's say, Kachin Kalam out of Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back in, it's already Nibsal B'Yotzeh. Or if you take Kachikachim out of the Azari into Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back into the Azari, you're not allowed to eat. If you take, let's say, Maisa Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim and you bring it back in, there's no din that's not Basa. Maisa Sheni is pears that grow from the ground. But Basa goes on the Sarkachim, so once it's Nisal the Yotzei, so it has no Heter Elohim. So King Shiatza Basa Chutz Yerushalayim, Shuvein Lo Heter Achim. So the Gemara says that that Pasuk applies also to the Uber, Shaotzi, Yoda, Chutz, Lerehanimo, that's the Mechitzasa, Mechitz is the Rehanimo, Kimish Yotza Basel, Chutz, Mechitzasa, Shumay, Lahet, Achim. So the Pasuk calls him like a trefa. The Pasuk Masada, trefa, Losa, Chelo, whatever is Yotza, Chutz, Mechitzasa, is referred to as a trefa. So, Ba, Kachi, Kachi, Shiotzi, Chutz, Lazor, Kachi, Kal, So there's nothing more to comment over there. But here, the Gemara has more to comment that the Eber, the Uber Shehotzi Eber Chutz Lerechem Imo, the Shechita is Chala on the rest of the Ben Pekua, and the Eber is not going to be Mutar Bachiba. It will have an Isar Achiba like a Trefa, but just like if you Shech the Trefa, Shechitas the Mekaros and the Dein of Eila, here when I Shech the mother, so the Shechita and the mother is Chala on all the parts of the Uber, the part of the Uber that's inside the Rechem that never went out. The Shechita is Chala at the Bachila, the part of the Uber that was Yotza, even if it came back in, doesn't make a difference. But it did come back in, the shechita of the mother is not going to be matar and bakila, but it will be mitar midei nevela. Just like if you shech the trefa, it's mitar midei nevela. In a Torah, with the rabbanon, shechita's trefa is still mitar, but in kachin, it's mitar mikachin. But as far as kulin is concerned, there is no such halacha. Shechita's trefa is mitar midei nevela. So that's how the Gemara says, if you have a ben pekua the uber, it's hotzi raglo, hotzi yada, hotzi raglo, and then Hashem the mother, so the shechita of the mother is chala and everything, and the part that's inside is matar achila, the part that's outside is mitar midei. So Ilfo comes and he has a sofik. I'm shechting the mother, the first sin. Usually the comment is going to be the first sin, that's on the outside, unless you twist it around. Theoretically, it is possible to shech the nation first, but we would have to finagle a little bit. So normally, you shech the kana first. After shechting the kana, then hotzi ha'uber is yada, it means sinan le sinan. So the sin in Rishon, when you shech the mother's of Eina, you have to shech the two simanim, the kana division. So when you shech the kana, the shechita should have been chal on the entire uber with the aver. The aver wasn't different from anything else. Everything was inside the rechem, tocham pizza. So it was kala and everything to the full extent, both the time of the Avela as well as Lahata Bakila. After Hotzi, Regela, Hotzi Yad, the front two legs are called Yad, the back two legs are called Regela. So once Hotzi Yod Olachutz, whether it took it back in, didn't take it back in, is Lamal Olamur. But once it was Hotzi Yod Olachutz, so the Shechita and the mother is only going to be Chal, and that Aver, to the extent of being the time of the Avela, not been again to. So that's still for Safi. Maybe since they're so different, the Shechita Sin and Kama, the Shechita Sin and Basra, one is even to the extent that it's Mata Bachila, one is only to the extent that it's Matam and Vela, not Mata Bachila. So maybe they're not in Star from Yachad, and maybe here the Shechita and the mother is not Chal at all on the Abraham Yotze, the time of the Vela. That was still for Safi. So the Gemara says that's exactly Rab Zera Safi. Nikvu b'nei me'ayin, ben shchitas ha'kana, ben shchitas ha'deshin. He's, Rav Zera is already assuming, like Rava explained within Rish Lakish, that only nikvu ha'reyin, if the shchitas ha'kana command the mancha ben dikul adamya, but nikvu b'nei me'ayin, if the shchitas ha'kana will be a traitor. You don't say, ain't traitors l'chad sichiyas. And Rav Zera had a suffix, what if nikvu b'nei me'ayin, ben sinu ha'simen, is it mitzarek with the second sin? The first sin is the second sin of Anam. So that's exactly identical. Rav Zera's suffix is exactly identical. With Ilfa's suffix, I'll call upon him when you see the Rav Zera backed out from what he said before. Originally, Rav Zera thought that Rish Lakish was telling me that ain't treifas lachat zichiyas. That not only if the reya will develop a nekev, if the shechita sakana, not only based on kamanda mancha b'bikuladam, even if the bnei me'ayai will develop. Even if the B'nai Me'ayin will develop naked, it also won't pose a problem because in Trefis Lachat Zichi. So you see the Rav Zera himself backed up. He says that Nikva B'nai Me'ayin, maybe food will make it a trade. He's on the Sufik, whether the Shechita is even Metam and Nevela. Because the Sim Rishon and Sim Sheni are so different. So then the Gemara says, on the fourth line from the top of Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, maybe Rav Zera never backed out. Rav Zera is Akira, whether the Simarishan and Simsheni are Mitzarfim, but they're so incommensurate, they're so different, that the Simarishan was even good to be Mitzar, to be Mata Vachila. Simsheni on the animal that has the Kuvan Sa'aveshim. The Simsheni on the animal that has the neck of the Menei Me'ai is only going to be considered a Shechit to Mitzar Ben Vela. Maybe that Akira was only within Rava, who claimed that that's Pshat and Rish Lakish. that Kamana Mancha bin Nikuda Gami. He himself really sticks to his guns. He holds that the ancient Akers Lachat Zichit, maybe the whole Chakir was only within Rabbah. Okay. That's what the Gemara is discussing over there. Then the Gemara has a famous din. This should be taken within the context of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes that the Tosis quotes. The Gemara Maska Lechad Ovi Kichov and Ramlan and Gimel and Al. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Tes and Aleph says if you have a mitzvah that's recorded in the Chumash that was given to Bnei Noach and was never repeated to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, we assume that that then, if Kodi Matan Torah applied to Bnei Noach, if the Matan Torah, it only applies to the Jews. If you have a din that was given to Bnei Noach and then repeated Har Sinai, then we assume that it was given to both. Given both to Bnei Noach and to Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, where do you have a din that was given, that's mentioned, the Chumash was given to Bnei Noach, Kodi Matan Torah? It was never repeated at Har Sinai. Which mitzvah is that? Gemara says, only Gid Anoshe, only the Rav Yudin. It's a Makloek Nisatana, Rav Yudin and Achamim, and Per Gid Anoshe. But the Gid Anoshe was given to Bnei Yankim, Akin Leoch, Bnei Zol, Gid Anoshe. Did the Dino Gid Anoshe begin back in the days of Yankim Rabino, or was it only given in the later generation? That's a simple pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam has his own pshat, the Pirisham Shai, so long Arichas, then Per Gid Anoshe. But the simple pshat of Makloek is whether the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe was ever given to Bnei Yankov, or was only given after Matan Torah. So the simple reading of Igmar Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, says, Aliba, the Rebuta in the Mishnah, Gid Anoshe, the Gid Anoshe was given to Bnei Yankov, Ken Lech, Bnei Yisrael's Gid Anoshe means the son, the children of Yankov Avinu weren't allowed to eat Gid Anoshe. So it was given by the Matan Torah, but it never appears in the Chumash after Matan Torah. So that then only applies, that's the only one mitzvah that's like that. Never live in enough of that nishnis to see that. Kano and Lano, I have a gina nacha, I could have you the Belgrad. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So then the Gemara says, Amra Khanina, one of the Amorai makes a statement. So that mitzvah only applies to Bnei Yisrael, doesn't apply to the Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara is parket, shouldn't it be just the reverse? If you have a mitzvah that's written Kodem Atar, Lach Abadar, so it's given to both. If you have a mitzvah that only appears Kodem Atar, not repeated after Atar, it should only apply to the Nineveh, should not apply to the Jews. It was never given after Matan Torah. So Rav Chanina says that is impossible. The Ikamidi, there is no such thing that the Nochrim have an Easter, Gid Anoshe, and we don't have it. That's impossible. We have to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. We're human beings, and on top of that, we have to observe additional mitzvahs up until 613 mitzvahs. But there is no such thing that the Bnei Noach have an Easter that we are not restricted from that Easter. That's an impossibility. That's how the Gemara has a din with the Rabban. A Gershon, his guy, strictly speaking, is permitted to marry his sister because Kikot Shanala Dami, and Atar Kikot Shanala Dami. But the Rabban, Kadesh Aliyamr, the Gemara has two reasons and two different Sikhs. So in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Kadesh Aliyamr, Banim, Lusha Hamur, Lusha Kala. The Nachri shouldn't say, look, when Kozman, I was a Nachri, I'd observe the laws of Arais, I wasn't allowed to marry my mother, my sister. Now that I'm his Geyer, so life is easier. When you're Jewish, life is much easier, the less restrictions. So, strictly speaking, that's not the real reason. The real reason is because Shalom Dam, it's not his sister. That's why it's Mutter, because it's not his sister. But Kadesh Aleyamro, Mishum Marasai, and it looks as if becoming Jewish lightens your burden. The Goyim have to observe more mitzvahs than the Jews, and that's an impossibility. That's what Rav Chanina says on Daf Nun Tes and Aleph, that Nika Midi, there is no such thing. That 1 minute. Rav Chanina says there is no such thing that there's a mitzvah that only applies to the Nochem, doesn't apply to the Jews. That's impossible. Then Gemara asks there, not Sugyan. Gemara asks, but how come the Heti Yepastoya only applies to Jews and doesn't apply to non-Jews? we're allowed to take a faster ashes, a faster achino ashesish. We have a heter. We have an iser ashesish, and they have an iser ashesish. We have a heter that they don't have. So how come we don't apply mika midi? The Gemara says no. Shani of bechavim, the lot ben a kibush nico. What does it mean? We don't always have the heter in chastoya. Under certain circumstances, we have it. The nachum never have those circumstances. It's not across the board heter. So by the bnei noyach, they never have the heter. The Gemara has. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But there is a call Nika Midi. So in our Gemara, so the Gemara develops another theme of Nika Midi. It's not the same as in Sanhedrin and Test. The Gemara is talking, it's impossible. Abraham Chanina, mitzvah was never the Minanecha, but Mishnah's Kisina. It cannot be that it only applies to the Minanecha, it doesn't apply to the Jewish people. That's impossible. Nika Midi. In the soul shari with the bnei noyach also. There cannot be. It must be that if it's also for them, it's also for us also. If it's muta for us, it must be muta for them. It can't be that it's also for them, muta for us. Our Gemara presents it as a debate. A machlokes amaroi. If you shecht an animal. So once you shecht the kana, so the ray is command mancha bidikulta dami. That's how Rish Lakish was saying all along, on the base on the base. Command mancha bidikulta dami. So as far as Jews are concerned, we have hilcha shchita. That's where you have to shecht. So when you shecht the animal, you shecht the kana in the base. So you don't say that the ray is mancha bidikulta and it's an eva manachai. And all the kishkis, a mancha b'dikula, because the animal is still going to be jumping around, still going to be in the fracheses. You don't say that all the b'nei me'ayim, all the kishkis, a mancha b'dikula, so it's a rei merahai. No, that's hilcha shchita. When you do shchita kedin, so everything in the animal takes off from yisrei merahai. But as far as b'nei nerach is concerned, by then, the Gemara says, b'misit tali milsi. The Gemara says, b'nechir is tali milsi. What do you mean nechir? The dachar need nechir? They shouldn't eat egg menachai. If the animal dies a natural death, it's also mutter. But they're not allowed to eat egg menachai, so they need nechira. They don't require any hilcha shchita. So they don't have this zeres hakatzah of death. This is the way you have to sheft it, and even though when you sheft it, you just cut off the kana, you just detach the ray by cutting the kana, and you just detach the bnei me'ayim, the kishkis, by cutting the reisha, let the lung and the kishkis be considered a menachai. So by Bnei Noach he can say back then, but by us he can't say it. So the shayla is now, should we say Mi'ika Midi? It's not the same Mi'ika Midi as in Sanhedrin. There the Gemara is discussing a possibility that the Isser, Gidan Asher, only applies to Nachrim and doesn't apply to Jews. And the Gemara said, that cannot be. But with Dusha Hamur, with Dusha Kalam, that's impossible. There is no such thing. Here, we both have a din of a menachai. The application of the details, the way they work out, we have a din of hilcha shchita. So therefore, b'shchita talya rachmana, when we do shchita, so that nothing in the animal is eid menacha. By bnei noach, the take off eid menacha, they have no halacha that when they do shchita. So you want to say here, mi'ika mi'idi, that since by us we have a din of shchita, so by us the lungs and the kishkis don't have an iser eid menacha, even for bnei noach. Also, the lungs and the kishkas of a kosher geshecht an animal won't have an iser eid menacha. So that's not exactly the same as the mi'ika midi and Sanhedrin. That's not talking about the whole iser, it's the whole gufa iser. You're discussing a possibility. Is it nitan v'hiyomer that kina nash is only also the bnei noach and muta l'yisrael? Versus that's impossible. Here, eid menacha is known both by Jews and by non-Jews. We're talking about one detail. So the Rambam rejects our Gemara. The Rambam, that's what it says in the Ayin Mishpat. There mitzvah or is nimot. So it says, take a look, Ayin Rambam. The other Ayin Mishpat doesn't say Ayin Rambam. This gives you where the Makar is. Here he writes, Ayin Rambam. Look at the Rambam, Perek Tes, Novus Malachim. Mashkos Mizeh HaKes and Mishnah Malachim Yud Gimel. Why? The Rambam passes against this Gemara. The Rambam does not accept this Mika Nidhi. The other Mika Nidhi in Sanhedrin, that's fundamental. Cannot have the Nachrim have an Issel, which the Jews don't have. In principle, it cannot be. Here we talk, in principle, we all have the Din of Menachai. We're just working on details. So here the Rambam rejects our Gemara because initially quotes that the Rashba and the Torah Sabai Sa'ara disagrees with the Rambam. He says, why didn't the Rambam reject our Sugya? The Maskana of the Sugya comes out. Here, the last line before the Mishnah, Echad Avikam, Echad Yisom, and Tarnbo. The Gemara seems to say, well, not really. That's a shayla. The Rashba claims that the Maskana of the Sugya is that that you say Nikam need to hear even on Nikam. Here, there's a famous Tosfos on this Daf Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, the same Tosfos appears in Sanhedrin, and the Tes Amud Aleph. The Tosfos asks the Kasha, the Mishnah Nida says that a Tinik Ben Yom Echad Ha'arga Neregol, if you kill a baby one day old, say Yechai Nisi. The Gemara says, of course, this Zonik's Yadur Shikov L'Chadosha. You know that it was a full-term pregnancy. You're not sure whether it's full-term or not, so then you have to be concerned maybe it was an Eifel, maybe it was like Kola Chadosha, in which case, Ahargah ain't an Eifel. Okay, well let's say, you know, it was full-term. What's full-term? So that's a Maseches Nida. That was a Machlekes Amaroi, whether Yoledes Letisha, Yoledes Limekutoin, is it normal, is it healthy, is it natural that the baby should be born into the beginning of the 9th month? Mekutoin means not a full month, but you say, no, Yoledes Letisha, any Yoledes Limekutoin. So whatever the din, it's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ramban, what should we assume the maskara? Well, the Rambam assumes that let us letisha any of that, any of that is in the good time. If it's not full term, unless she had 9 full months by a woman, 9 full months consisting of 30 days each. Not 29, 30, 29, 30, 9 times 30 days, that's called a hadosh. So the Ramban, the end of Eben Ezra, Hilchos Chalitza, quotes from the Tshuvas HaTaz Beis, whatever was Bismana Gemara, Bismana Rishayin, but Mishtar HaTvoy. Today we know for sure that it's absolutely normal that the woman can give birth at any time into the beginning of the 9th month, and that's called Kalal HaDosh. So that's not a problem. That's the question. What if a woman loses a baby into the beginning of the 9th month? So based on what the Ramah said there, the din of a baby, that it's called Kalal HaDosh. You don't say that there's only Shiva if it's be a girl, the rabbi. That the baby was full term in the sense of 9 months times 30 days each. Even if it's into the beginning of the 9 months, it should also be called Kalamah, but Hakala doesn't do that. In the end of the year, again, Hilchos Aveidah, that's what the Avnei Nezer talks about. So he has a difficult answer. He claims because not everybody agrees with the Taj Beis. Even though we pass on like the Taj Beis, the Ramon, the end of Eben Ezer, quoted the Taj Beis, that we assume is Manu Zedashtar Atzvam, and today it's normal. You give birth any time into the beginning of the 9th month. But since there were those who disagree with the Taj Beis, and when it comes to our neighbors, we say, Allah will give our neighbor the hope. Masheni came in to give the chalitza. Let's say the couple is married and they had a child, and the baby was born into the beginning of the 9th month, and then the husband died, and the baby died the day after the husband died. So the shayla is, was that baby an eifel? When the husband died, the baby was already considered an eifel because it was like kolal hakadosha, because he didn't have a full-term pregnancy. So there was no lots of the woman needs chalitza. So they say, no, that's normal. This man, that's normal. The women give birth into the beginning of the 9th month. So that's what the Rambam says. The woman does not need chalitza. That is man hazeh, the Taj Beit says, in Shtana HaTvayim, it's normal to give birth into the beginning of the 9th month. And it's considered kol hadashim, and it's not an eifel, and even the baby died the day after the father died, there's no need for a chalitz. So there we pass like the Taj Beit, and Avnei Nezer says, because Rav HaPaskim hold like that, but when it comes to Hilchos Aveilah, it's the end of Yerideya, then we say, since there is a minority opinion, we say, l'hakka, halacha, halacha, demand meikol ba'ovim. Questionable whether this makes sense or not. The answer of Avnei Nezer. Because, the Pashto says halacha in the Rabbeinu Ba'avu goes when it's a machlokes in halacha where you can say elu elu dibra v'kim chayin. This the both posts can look from two different perspectives, and all the perspectives are correct. And he's saying that that's called there's a suffix called the since that perspective in halacha has legs to stand on. So that's considered a suffix. But have a shayla mitzias, machlekes and mitzias. Whether bisman is edishtana hatvayim or not, is it normal, is it natural that a woman should give birth into the beginning of the 9th month or not? So that's a shayla mitzias. How can he say, Eilu Eilu Din Mitim Chayim? Rashi and Tosfos is right in the middle of Ksubas. There are certain cases where you can't say Eluvien, like a Machlok Zemetzius, you can't say Eluvien. So the Pashto says once you assume like the Chulis Atash Beitz, that it is normal for Zmanus to give birth into the beginning of the ninth month. So then it's not called a Sophic Avelus, it's a Bada that there's a Chilah. It's a question. So a lot of Rabbanim are still passing like the Yeridei. If they say the baby was born into the beginning of the ninth month and then it died a week later, a week or two later, so there's no Avelus. It's a big question whether that's correct or not. Anyway, I'll call upon. So you have this Mishnah in Maseches Nida. The Mishnah says, Tina Gemecha, Avar Benarigol. If the baby is born and someone kills the baby was born, so you hide me. So it's only on the assumption that the baby is called Rachadosha. He's not a Suffolk Naples. If he's a Suffolk Naples, it won't be Anchiabis. So the implication of the Mishnah is only Tina Gemecha, Avar Benarigol. What if the Uber wasn't born yet? Someone kills an Uber before it was born. So it's clear from the Mishnah that there's no Chiyav Nisus on that. How did the Tanoim know that this is so? It says, Shofech Tam Vodam Vodam Dam Yishofech, and the Gemara says, if I go, I'm killing an Uber, but Noach has never got an Uber. So maybe that Pasuk, Shofech Tam Vodam 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 Shavodam, the Uber, maybe it goes both on Yisrael and on Bnei Noach, like the other Pasuk over there. After Zimachal and Asher Seyna Medrash, the prohibition against the suicide implies both the Bnei Noach and the Israelim. So why should I say Shevir Adam Ba'adam? Ba'adam only applies to Bnei Noach. So that's what the Meiri writes, and other the later Achrenim write, Shlomo Radonda writes. Now we know that from the Parsha and Mishpatim, that it says by the Meibel Odis, Menachli Shohar V'yotzu V'yoladeho, that you have to pay the Meibel Odis. Lo Yehos, the woman doesn't get killed. Asim Yeh, when I said the Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, then you don't pay the Meibel Odis because you say, come Levi the Rabbi. Let it always become Levi the Rabbi. He killed it over. If killing an Uber is Chai Misa, so it should always be complete with the Rabbis. So you see from that parasha, when you kill an Uber, a Jew kills an Uber, it's not Chai Misa. If you kill a Yalud, then you're Chai Misa. If you kill a mother, Masa, Yev, Nasat, and Nemstab, and Zafish, complete with the Rabbis. But if you only kill the Uber, you didn't kill the mother, then there's no complete with the Rabbis. So that's what you see from that parasha. That Benoich Neragal Uber is so now. So the question is, so what is the story with abortion? Is it us or is it what? Look in the Zechem and he quotes from Achren in three opinions. So one opinion is an Issa Deraisa, one opinion is an Issa Derabon, one opinion is Mutter. So that's the Pashtus is that our Tesis has a Raish and a Lech Tshuva. For sure it's an Issa Deraisa. You cannot say it's Mutter. But Yang Yvem says Mikva and it's Mutter. Very difficult. Yang Yvem has a lot of difficult things. So the Pashtus says you cannot say it's Mutter and you cannot say that it's only an Issa Derabon. Tesis says, the Noach is Nera Gala Ubrin. And by Israel, there's no Isser. What happened to Mika Nidi? How come abortion is only Yasser by them? By us, it's Mutter. The Tosfos says, no, by us, it's also an Isser, just that Eino Neragol. That's not Neragol of Eino Neragol. That's not covered with the rule Mika Nidi. Let's say a Dochri is going to eat Eid Menachai, he's going to be Chai Misa. A Dochri steals, but Neragol Pachas Mishal Akuta. But Nerag steals, he's Chai Misa. If a Jew steals, he's not Chai Misa. It's not governed with the rule Meika Midi that if the Noach is Chai Misa by us, you're not Chai Misa. The ownership don't have to be as severe by us as by them. As long as there's an Issa. So if I said there is an Issa, so that's Mukhrach, that it's an Issa there, right? If the Issa against abortion would only be an Issa the Rabbanon, then yes, they still have the Kasha Meika Midi. How can it be for the Noach it's an Issa and even carries a punishment of Misa, Shevet, Adam, Adam, Domi, Shofet, and Chai Misa, the Idei Adam? And by the Jews who set the garments, they see it's an Issa deras. Doesn't necessarily prove one way or the other what the nature of the Issa is. That's the big debate that the Achrenim have, whether the Issa deraisa by abortion is an Issa chavala, or the Issa deraisa by abortion is an Issa of Ritzicha. It's a lower form of Ritzicha. And the Achkemina would be, is it only permissible to do an abortion if the mother's life is in danger? Because then the Rambam holds like that, then you declaring the Uber is a right. But he said, no, the Isser is an Issa Chavol, and whenever it's the Tzor picking up proof, whenever it's medically recommended for the mother's health, even cosmetic surgery we allow, he said there's no Issa Chavol. So if it's medically recommended to do this abortion, so then we would permit it. So that's the big machlek of Sachrem. But even the Rambam says it's only Mutter, because we declare the Uber is a right. So that Rambam happens to be talking about a case when the woman is in the middle of labor, So that's what bears on the kasha lately. So maybe that's the only time the Rambam holds that it's an iser of ritzicha when she's yoshva l'mashbir, she's in the middle of labor, or possibly even earlier after the beginning of the ninth month. Once it's kol chadasha, so the uber is viable on its own. If the baby will be born, it'll survive. But before the beginning of the ninth month, maybe even the Rambam would agree that it would only be an iser chavala. And you wouldn't have to come out to the heter of radium. You wouldn't have to say it's only mutter to perform the abortion if it's karm levada and be saving the mother's life, even if it'll be medically recommended. That's the chulis that the achrayim discussed. So this is the Tesis has that comment on this gemara. Then the gemara has kishke is a yiddish amach. Everybody knows the Jews eat kishke. Shalom doesn't mean that gochim are not allowed to eat kishke. But that's the Rambam paskens and mamish in Yiddish and Michael. Dokri is not allowed to eat kishke because it's a menachai. And the Rashba paskens like the Gemara that you do say in the Yiddish and Michael. And it's mutter b'achila for the Nochri. The Gemara alludes to another thing. I shef the behem with the kwan of the Reishit, and then I cut off. Thank you. I shef the please, someone's there something, I'm listening. can a Jew sell an egg to a goy? Egg should really be yotze min ha-chai, milk and egg should be nasa. The only reason why we know it's mutter for the Jews is because Eretz Havs Cholov Vash, and the Shach quotes the different sources why Beitzim HaMutza, Beitzim HaMutza. So the Pesukim only say for Jews, how do you know for Goyim it's Mutza? So the Kedegra and the Chsam Sefer, they all say because Mika Midi. We assume Mika Midi like our Sugya against the Rama. We assume Mika Midi. So then they have a whole discussion. What if the eggs are from an Oif Tomei? Or the eggs are from a bird that's a Trefa? What if the cholov is cholov behemoth tomato? So you can't, you still apply mika midi, and you suddenly have to be able to say mika midi on this particular egg, and this particular milk. So some of the poskim, the chsam sofer says, you're not allowed to sell cholov behemoth tomato from a nachri, or you're not allowed to sell beitza sofer tomato from a nachri, because there's no longer mika midi. Or they say, no, mika midi goes on the klal, that you see that there's no iser of yotzim and hatam by eggs and by milk. And by them, there's no iser of behemoth tomato. The mele, the noise of the end of treifus, and the mele, it's mutter for them. Rav Shach Tainis, he thinks that the whole discussion that the Achrayim have is all based on an error. He thinks that the whole havamin in the first place, that yotzim and ha'osah should be osah, the milk and the egg should be osah, that's all based on yotzim and osah. So yotzim and osah only applies to Jews. In Tainis, it doesn't apply to Nachrim at all. Ayitz ha'machlekes tesis in the Rambam, when you get malchus, if you drink the milk from a pig, there's a sheet as you do, and Malkut Rambam says no Malkut. According to Rambam, there's no Malkut. It's a separate Issa, it's in Issa. According to Tosfos, there's not sure that it's part of the original Issa, so that should even apply to Bnei Noach. So he says no. He doesn't think that indicates anything. He thinks still the din of Yotzim and Asa doesn't apply to Nachrim, and there never was a shine in the first place on the milk and on the eggs. Okay, maybe we'll stop here, and we'll try to continue tomorrow. Have a nice day, everybody. Have a tzlochet. Thank you.